Chapter 5. Mr. Stapleton and His Sister. Mr. Stapleton came to Baskerville Hall to meet Sir Henry, and the two men became friends. We all met every day. I noticed that Sir Henry was in love with Miss Stapleton. Her brother did not seem to like this, and he tried to keep them apart. I met a friend of Sir Henry's called Frankland. Frankland was an old man who loved two things. He loved to argue, and he loved to study the moors through a large telescope. Frankland was sure that he could detect the escaped prisoner Selden with his telescope. I woke up very late one night because I heard a noise outside my bedroom. I got up very quietly and opened the door. Barrymore was in the corridor with a candle in his hand. He went into an empty bedroom and stood near the window. He held the candle against the glass. I went back to my own room. He did not see me. I told Sir Henry the next morning about Barrymore.
"Tonight we'll follow him together,"
Sir Henry decided.
"I want to find out what he's doing."
That night we followed Barrymore. He went into the same empty bedroom with a candle. Again he stood near the window with the candle in his hand.
"What are you doing, Barrymore?"
Sir Henry asked sternly. Barrymore was surprised to see Sir Henry and me.
I wanted to be sure the window was closed, sir,"
he said. "I think you sent a signal," I told him. "Give me that candle." I took the candle from Barrymore and held it against the glass. Immediately, we saw a light on the moor. "There!" I cried.
"What's all this about?"
Sir Henry asked angrily. Barrymore did not reply.
"I can tell you, sir,"
said a woman's voice. We turned to see Mrs. Barrymore behind us.
"It's my poor brother out there on the moors. He's the escaped prisoner. We show him the light when we have food ready for him. He shows us where to put the food with his light."
Sir Henry thought for a moment, then he spoke to Barrymore.
"You're trying to help your wife,"
he said.
"I cannot blame you for that. Go to bed now, and we'll talk about this tomorrow."
Barrymore and his wife went to their room.
"Let's see if we can catch this Selden,"
Sir Henry suggested.
"He's out on the moor somewhere."
Sir Henry and I left the house together. We walked towards the point where we had seen the light on the moor. Suddenly, we heard the very deep and sad cry. Sir Henry looked afraid for a moment, but he continued walking. Soon we came to the place where the light was. There was a candle on a rock. We saw a man behind the rock. He had a terrible face. When he saw us, he began to run away.
"Selden!"
cried Sir Henry. We ran after him. Selden ran very quickly, and we could not catch him. Then a strange thing happened. There was a moon that night, and we saw another man in the moonlight. He was standing on top of a small hill. He seemed to watch Selden, Sir Henry, and myself. Who was this mysterious stranger? Was he a friend or an enemy? I decided to take Sir Henry back to Baskerville Hall immediately for his own safety. The next morning, Sir Henry and Barrymore spoke about Selden. Sir Henry wanted to catch him and give him to the police, but Barrymore wanted him to go free.
"He's a murderer,"
Sir Henry reminded him.
"I know, sir,"
Barrymore admitted.
"But he's not dangerous anymore, and soon he'll be on a boat to South America. We've organized his escape for him."
"Very well, Barrymore. I won't look for him again,"
Sir Henry promised.
"I don't want you and your wife to get into trouble."
"Oh, thank you, sir,"
Barrymore said.
"You're helping me, and I can help you in return. I know something about Sir Charles's death."
"What do you know?"
Sir Henry cried impatiently.
"I know why he went." to the yew alley.
Barrymore replied.
He was going to meet a woman there.
How do you know this?
Sir Henry asked.
Sir Charles received a letter the day of his death.
Barrymore told us.
He threw it into the fire, but one page did not burn. My wife read what it said. Burn the letter. Meet me at the gate at 10 o'clock. L.L. The handwriting was a woman's, sir.
Later, I asked Dr. Mortimer if he knew a woman with the initials L.L.
Of course I do,
he said.
It's Mrs. Laura Lyons. She's Franklin's daughter. She married a bad man who left her. She and her father quarrelled. The poor woman lives alone. She tries to make money with her typewriter. It's a sad story. Both her husband and her father treated her badly.
The other thing that happened that day was this. I wanted to know if Selden was still on the moors, so I asked Barrymore.
Oh, I don't know, sir,
he told me.
We leave food for him, as always, and someone takes it. But we don't know if it's him or the other man who takes it.
You know there's another man out there, I asked. How do you know that?
Selden told us,
Barrymore explained.
He saw him. He said the other man lives in one of the huts on the moors. A boy brings him food.
I thought about this mysterious man who lived out on the moors by himself. I decided to look for him myself. I did not want to ask Sir Henry to go with me. He was already in enough danger. I decided to go by myself.